Hi, this is John Ehrlichman. Would you give me Clark McGregor, please?
Yes, sir. Clark McGregor's on it.
John Ehrlichman, is he there?
Yes, just a moment, sir.
I just talked with the speaker.
Yeah.
He's a little confused by some telephone message from your office about parliamentarians and storage of documents and so forth.
It isn't clear to me, John, whether we're transmitting two sets of documents or one set.
One.
And how is it to be handled?
Well, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'll fill you in when I get through here. But the point is that he had some message from your office that had him badly hung up, and I told him just to disregard it.
I don't know how any message from this office could have had him badly hung up. I haven't talked to him at all.
Well, no, somebody talked to a secretary in his office about documents being transmitted to a parliamentarian. And
I didn't talk to him. I talked to the vice president this morning, because he's the presiding officer of the United States Senate. And
what'd you tell him?
I told him that the president was considering. He was having breakfast with Mike Mansfield this morning and was considering an action with respect to the documents involving the Congress. And it might well involve the presiding officers of the House and the Senate. And as the presiding officer of the Senate, I wanted to make sure that he was not embarrassed by being out of town. And he said, "Oh, I'll be here, Clark." And he said, "But if you've got any questions about the handling of documents, we got a regular procedure for that, and I'll have Walter Moat call you." And Vice President then called Walter Moat, who called me. Now, Moat may have also called somebody in the Speaker's office. Did not come from our office. I have not talked to the Speaker or anybody in the Speaker's office about the President's announcement.
Well, he used your name. In any event, Jerry Ford's not available, and so I've got to call in for him, and I'll talk with him just as soon as he's available. But Mansfield is going to contact these people and have a meeting. He's not going to contact the vice president. He's just not on the list.
Mm-hmm. Vice president, of course, is the presiding officer of the United States Senate.
Well, that's what the Constitution says.
And the transmittal of documents does go to the vice president's office.
Well, except in this case, the president told Mansfield that the transmission would go to Mansfield and the joint leadership of the two houses. Because it is not like a congressional message.
I appreciate it. It's an extraordinary situation.
Right.
And
so you better untrack the vice president.
I'll call him right away. They asked me questions about whether there's one set of documents, two set of documents, and so forth. And I said, I don't know about that.
Well,
I haven't any information about that, John.
I think you better get unplugged from him, because he's not in the chain here.
Well, I know of no procedure for the president to transmit documents to the United States Senate and bypass the presiding officer.
We're about to make one.
Okay.
All right.